Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. And today is coming from a very special place, not just because I'm next to a very special woman, but from her studio. She is not only a podcaster, she's a lawyer, she's a mom, she's an entrepreneur, she's a community leader. She's really, I call her a queen because she's definitely fabulous in everything that she does. Ms. Gina Sampanta, thank you so much for being a part of today's show.
Yay, thank you for wanting to speak with me today.
I know we've only known each other for a few months, but those that follow you on social media see that you're so raw and open about your family lifestyle, your balancing, and the non-mom guilt, which I love. We could talk a little bit about that. But you know, this show, we're always talking about some of those money moves that we wish we would have made, or we're glad we made, and how we, you know, transform the future. And for you, you're constantly investing, not just in yourself, in your community, in your business. Mm-hmm. Maybe what's the tip that someone's like, they're thinking, should I invest in my business or myself? What's a tip that you'd give them? Be like, this is what you need to do.
Well, there's no greater bet than investing in yourself, because there is no greater investment than what you are going to trust yourself with doing. Yeah, there's other outside investments we can make, but if you have a passion, if you have a goal, if you have a drive, nothing's going to stop you. You know, where there's a will, there's a way, and you're going to make it happen. So where else would I want that money to go? Invested in myself, invested in my business, invested in my passion project, whether it's going to yield actual like returns, financial returns, or yield wellness, happiness, peacefulness. There's different goals.
I love that. And you really do have a different space about it, because you've been talking about your travels, that, you know, for the work, the retreats mm-hmm. that you've been doing, and your social media about how you advocate for so many different parts of your life. And I always think of, like, you're a unicorn, right? I think unicorns recognize other unicorns. Yeah. And what I mean by that, if you're watching this or listening to it, you know, being a woman of color in your field, being so visible to the world, right? What is it that you, what helps you get past that? You know, we could talk about imposter syndrome, but what helps you own your light? Because I feel like you're one of those people that really do allow yourself to shine.
I own my light because I realize the categories, the woman of color, the first gen, the divorced, the didn't have money, whatever the category is that society has put on us, I have realized now that it's not real. It's never been real. And so if it's not real, then I become the unicorn that I am. And I'm not a unicorn. I am just a being of light and energy, like we all are, but we are all muted and trained to and programmed to believe that you are this, you fit in this box, you're first gen. You were poor, you fit in this box. You have bad genetics, you fit in this box. Well, wrong. Guess what? We've been lied to. It's not real. What do you want to do? Go for it.
Yes, the energy that comes from the energy that we want, right? That's I love that. And for you, like, I was listening to your podcast, and, you know, you have people that, you know, they talk about being the only ones that look like themselves, but you're saying it's breaking that mold. For you, what did you feel needed to be done? Like, maybe when you were starting your podcast, or when you are doing mm-hmm. these empowerment retreats, like, how is it that you felt you needed to bring that to your business alongside what you already do?
Well, I know the narrative and what I talk about is not, you're not going to hear that from people that look like me. You're not going to hear, there is no categories. You're not going to hear, there is no mom guilt. You're going to hear, mom guilt is real, girl, in joking, in jest, but you're reinforcing mm-hmm. a programmed narrative that's just going to keep you constrained and down. And I am a victim, and I am powerless, and mom guilt is horrible, and no wonder I can't live my best life. I understand, like, authentically understand that what it has done for me in my life to understand that none of that is real, if I choose for it not to be real, because I can very much choose to be categorized by yes. my categories and live very much that way, muted, small, according to how I should, and be a sheeple.
A sheep, I like that, sheeple.
Yes. Sheeple, people, sheeple. but that's not authentic to me. And so the fact that I understand it now and I apply it to my life every single day, because, you know, it's not, you said it earlier, it's not like you just take a shower once and you're clean for the rest of your life. Oh no, you better shower every day or else you're gonna be smelly and gross. So it's a constant work in progress for the rest of my life. Thankfully, I know I will for the rest of my life, every day work at it. And to have this like profound awakening of it, I know I have to share this because I also, in sharing it, see the effects it has on people who are receptive of the messaging, and you see the changes they make. And they're like, whoa, I can do it. Yes. It doesn't matter. My past is not real. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yes, yes. It's wonderful. I love, because I've become more aware of what we say, right? And just hearing you talk, it's that we give ourselves the permission to be in those spaces that we want. And I think, one, I think I'm like, it's great that you have this law degree background, because obviously you are very conscious of what you say, because it's so important. And I think one of the things I love listening to you talk is that I don't like asking women to, like, how do you balance your life? Because men never get that question, right? And it's understanding that as women, and I think maybe because we were brought up this way too, but from my home, it was my dad and my mom would always say, I expect you to have your education, buy your own home, and if you decide to settle down, but do all these great things before you do. And I got that message at home, and I would tell people, oh, my parents raised me like a boy, because that's what boys would hear, not girls. Sure. And so having, I never knew that I was being taught differently. And you just said it is, I'm not choosing to be put into this place.
That's it.
And for you, is there a time where you felt that you weren't sure if you wanted to move forward? Like, you know, and I know a lot of people listening to this, especially if they have a business or starting a business, there's all these doubts that come with the fear, really, this fear that might settle in. Was there a time that you thought, oh, I can't do this, or I shouldn't be doing this? Yeah. Or, you know, how did you overcome that? Or how did you, you know, face that?
Well, just before you got here.
Oh, really? How?
Like I said, it's a work in progress every single day, because, again, going back to, we were programmed, we were taught from infants a certain way to think. We were taught a certain way a girl is, a boy is, a certain way a first gen is, a certain way a poor person is supposed to act, behave, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so you realize, like, that you can't, it's like PTSD, basically. It's PTSD. But I don't live in the PTSD, because unlike PTSD, I have choice. That it's the greatest equalizer. If you have a brain that functions like majority of us do,
yeah,
the greatest equalizer is choice. What are you choosing to do with your time? What are you choosing to do with yourself? So I have fear. I'm launching another business as we speak. The same fear is there. It's the same thing as someone who's starting first business of their life. I don't even know what business this is for me. I'm very successful. I'm very entrepreneurial. And I'm only that way because I fail way more than I succeed. Failure is part of the success. Failure is part of the success. I just had this massive campaign. We have one of our businesses is our law firm, and I'm growing it out in Louisiana. We're in California. Awesome. I'm growing it in Louisiana. And to grow a firm in a new state, in a politically polarized state, that's a whole other thing, is not as easy as it seems. And there's significant investment money, like real money that's put into it, that it's not yielding what you think. And so talk about failure and lack, you know, investment. Point is, I don't see that as a failure. Oh my God, it didn't work out. No, I'm progressing. I'm still moving forward. Yeah. I went for it. I risked it. I'm doing it. Fucking scared. I don't know if we can cuss on here, but I do.
Oh, we can. It's okay. Do what you gotta say. Yes.
Fucking scared. What am I doing? I'm an imposter. I have no idea. People are going to find out that I literally have no idea what I'm doing. Why is anyone listening to me? Turn it off. Because the greatest equalizer is choice.
Yes.
I'm going to choose to turn that off and go. Done.
I love it. So inspiring. And I think you just said it is not just the equalizer, but the fact that these mistakes aren't mistakes. They're learning experiences. And oftentimes you're saying it's gross. It's this fear that comes with, maybe it was successful in something else that you did, but you're like, how is it going to apply? And what type of law is it that you're, you know, you've not only you have your law firm here, but that you're also doing in Louisiana?
So we do, my husband and I have two firms together. So we do any injuries, accidents, wrongful deaths. We're not the billboard lawyers that you see plastered everywhere. Don't call those people.
Yes, I agree.
We do quality work. We are actually real lawyers who actually go into court. We have very robust army of firm people that work in our firm. So we do accidents, wrongful death, work injuries. We have an immigration department. And my husband's firm does toxic tort, which is like Aaron Brockovich, the awesome. Big chemical companies that pollute the soil and the water and affect populations. That's also what we've diversified into.
That's huge. And for those that are listening to you, obviously have a niche and you're expanding your business mm-hmm. and you're not only with your meetings that you have with people, your podcast, your new businesses that are yes. coming about. Like, I think it's so, it's not only inspiring, but I think it's, you just said it, is no longer listening to the voice that tells
it's always there.
Yeah. Yeah. That you can't do it, but you get it done. Right. And the fact that you were constantly showing up for yourself and for others, you've totally inspired me since we first met through Instagram, I want to yeah. say, right? It was Instagram. And just seeing how you've been so gracious about everything that you've gone through, through surrogacy, through your everything that you've yeah. gone through is just, I'll be honest, and I'm, you know, people that watch this have seen me cry way too many times on this podcast.
That's
but
all right, cry away.
With her, I love that her message, and I get messages, I'm so lucky I get messages from amazing people that have gone through some difficult times. But with yours, why it stood out was because, you recognize something that I was going through something in my infertility journey. And not only were you authentically yourself, but you're like, hey, this is, you know, if you ever want to talk, or there's some resources that helped me. And mm-hmm. and I think that was just so helpful. And I think sometimes we are so quick to give people advice or help, or we think we're helping them with advice, right. But not really say, you know, I understand what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And here are the resources that can help. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was like, oh, I need to connect with her. And once again, it's because I see that you're doing this for others. Mm-hmm. So is there maybe a book or even a podcast or something that you, I call it like a life changer, but really around money that you're like, oh, this is something that's really changing the way I think about money.
Oh, there's Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yes.
That is the first book that really, I mean, I have an 11-year-old and 7-year-old girl, two girls and two little boys, and then two other children by marriage. So six total. Hello.
Yes.
And so we're teaching children and wanting to make sure that they are getting financial education now early. One of the chapters was titled Saving is for Losers. And that stuck with me. That sticks with mm-hmm. me to this day. And that just like bong. Because all we knew, all we ever taught was you open your bank account, you open your savings and your checking, then your credit cards, and then you save. And then you obviously go into debt. Don't go into debt, they say. But that end of the sentence, nobody tells you how not to.
Yeah.
Anyways, saving is for losers. And I'm like, that's not possible. You have to save. How are you going to buy the house? And then that just opened a Pandora's box of, whoa. Also, shattering the programming, the financial yes. programming or lack of education, whatever, shattering that. And it's like, holy shit. Okay, fine. Maybe I wasn't educated to finance. That wasn't my fault. That was the school system's fault. That's the system, the way it's supposed to work. But now it's my responsibility to learn it. Now that I know I'm not educated, I'm not going to sit here and cry and continue to go through debt. Again, choice. I'm going to choose to educate myself. Also, another great equalizer, education. I don't care if you're green, purple, blue. I don't care if you love who you love. You have financial literacy through education. Now we're talking.
Yes.
Now you're in the game.
I love it. I love it. So yes, it's a good book. I highly recommend.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have you back because I know we could talk about the financial trauma, like yes. you said, or reprogramming because there's so much there. But what's the best way for people to find you?
You can find me on my Instagram, which I just love. Yeah, I'm on all the platforms, but Instagram's intuitive to me. So what's my name? Gina, G-I-N-A. Zapanta, Zapanta, and I think there's an underscore. There's no one else like me out
you
there.
You put it so on there, you'll find her easily.
Yeah, so you can find me through Instagram, DM me. I respond to everyone. Yes. And I always say there's no such thing as a dumb question. And I'm a wide open book because I know even through my journey, I can help people. There's so many ways and it's wonderful. It fills my cup to be able to just share information with someone. It's like, oh, I'm human. I'm alive.
I love it. I love it. And yeah. I'm sure our listeners are just dying to hear more. So listen to her podcast as well, because this is another place that you could definitely learn more about empowering yourself and really helping your community. Thank you so much for being
Thank
a part
you
of this.
Thank you for having me.
See you on the Appreciate next one. It. To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.